that enveloped Robert naturally also included his wife. Soon Kitty found herself being gently interrogated by Colonel Lansdale. A skillful and empathetic interviewer, Lansdale quickly decided that Kitty could provide him key insights into her husband. "Her background was not good," he later testified. "For that reason, I took as many occasions as I could to talk to Mrs. Oppenheimer." When she served him a martini, he wryly noted that she was not the kind to serve tea. "Mrs. Oppenheimer impressed me as a strong woman with strong convictions. She impressed me as the type of person who could have been, and I could see she certainly was, a communist. It requires a very strong person to be a real communist." And yet, in the course of their meandering conversations, Lansdale realized that Kitty's ultimate loyalty was to her husband. He also sensed that while she was politely playing her part, she hated me and everything I stood for. The rambling interrogation turned into a dance. "As we say in the lingo," Lansdale later said, "she was trying to rope me just as I was trying to rope her. I felt she'd go to any lengths for what she believed in. The tactic I fell back on was to try to show her I was a person of balance, honestly wanting to evaluate Oppenheimer's position. That's why our talks ran on so long. I was sure she'd been a communist and not sure her abstract opinions had ever changed much. She didn't care how much I knew of what she'd done before she met Oppenheimer or how it looked to me. Gradually, I began to see that nothing in her past and nothing in her other husbands meant anything to her compared with him. I became convinced that in him she had an attachment stronger than communism, that his future meant more to her than communism. She was trying to sell me on the idea he was her life, and she did sell me." Later, Lansdale reported his conclusions to Groves. "Dr. Oppenheimer was the most important thing in her life. Her strength of will was a powerful influence in keeping Dr. Oppenheimer away from what we would regard as dangerous associations."